Is we gaat Chok Dalet Tishrei, Rabbi Mechor Kritzler, Beis HaMikdash in Hus Chelek.
Today's topic is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan of Shiloh, and the Chelek which Shiva, or where they built. We just finished reading the Torah, Parshas Beis HaBracha yesterday, and one of the Pesukim mentioned in Parshas Beis HaBracha is, the Vinyamin Oma Yidid Hashem, Yishkem HaVetach Olov, Chayiv Olav Kol Hayoyin Vink Stifo Shochin. A bracha given to Shevet Binyamin that the Chafifa, the Shechina, should rest in his Chilek. Rashi brings already. This is our Tocha, this is a promise that Kishbochu gave, Mishabinu gave to Binyamin, that the Rishamikdash, his portion of land will be chosen for the Hashroah of the Shechina. And in connection to this, we have a Gemara in the second Zvachim, the last letter in the Gemara in Zvachim, that's because he's chesed on the base. The Gemara says, the Shlisha Mekayimah, Shalos the Shechina on Yisrael, the Shiloh, the Nei, the Givin, the Beis Eilamim. The Shechina rested in three places in Yisrael, the Shiloh, the Nei, the Givin, the Beis Eilamim. V'chula lei Shalos el b'chelek bin Yamin, Shenema chayitiv olav kol hayoyim. And the Pasuk says, Chayit Olav Kalayim, Kol Chafif is the Elev Chelke Shel Binyamin. All the Chafif is, all the restings of the Shechina should only be in Shevet Binyamin. To give a brief introduction of a timeline of the history of the Mekimis Hashras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael, as we know the Klal Yisrael starts off with the Mishkan, the Zman HaMidbar. On entering Yisrael, the Mishkan was situated in Gilgal, and it was 14 years of Kibush, Chilut, and Klal Yisrael were conquesting the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan was Dina Yidan Hashanim of Kibush, Chilut, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. As soon as that was finished, Acha Moshe Yeshua, the Mishkan was then moved over to a place called Shiloh. As we know, 80 stories from that, we're all familiar. The Mishkan was then situated in Shiloh. The Rambam, in fact, brings the beginning of the Hilchos Mishnah, but the Chira, the Rambam mentions, in very short, the Rambam mentions that the Mishkan Shiloh lasted, the duration of Mishkan Shiloh was 369 years. And then came a time when the Mishkan moved over to Nov HaGivon. Different place, Nov HaGivon. The Rambam says 75 years there. And finally, it came to, finally they made the final resting place. That was Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokka, who chose to have the Hashroah Hashchina permanently, as we all know, is Yerushalayim. There are various differences between the various epochs in history where the Mishkan was. There's a concept of Hakrova, the Chut, on Bomis, that not all time periods are we bound to have the Hakrova or Kavanah only the Beis HaMikdash or the Bomat Sibyl. Yizman HaMishkan, they were commanded to bring all the Kavanahs in the Mishkan. Afterwards, it was on Gilgal, there was Yizman Heter Bomis, so they were allowed to offer up anywhere in Israel. Then, in the time of Shiloh, when the Mishkan was 369 years of Shiloh, they were only allowed to offer up Kavanahs in Shiloh. And then, again, alternating order, this is Yizman Novi Givoy, known as Yizman Heter Bomis, and of course, Yizman Yerushalayim, this is Yizman Issa Bomis. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, and all these places, of the Nev, the Givin, and Shiloh, and the Silomim, Chulon Yisrael to Elav Binyamin. The Shkina is only Shiloh and Chelek Binyamin. As it says, Chayfah Olav Kalayim. Then they go after Kash. The Gemara says, this is seems to contradict the Pimus Roshim, Samar brings from Tehillim, where it seems that Mishkan Shiloh attributed not to Shevet Binyamin, but to Shevet Yosef. As it says, Ayita is Mishkan Shiloh. Prophet says in Tehillim, Kutlayim Ches, that Yitzhak is Mishkan Shiloh, Chsi Vayimas Ba'oil Yosef, of a Shevet Yisrael Lo Yivocha. This is the more you see that Mishkan Shiloh has connections attributed to not to Binyamin, as the Lord said, Kol Chafi Yisrael B'Shevet Binyamin. It belonged to Yosef. Answers the Gemara, that's not fair, says the Gemara. Michael Kashli, Dil Mishchina V'Chelik Binyamin, Mishchina Hebi Gdeila V'Chelik Yosef. We can make a split here. We can say that although the majority of the Mishkan is actually in Chelek Binyamin, as it says, all the Chafifa is in Chelek Binyamin, nonetheless, a small Chelek that's in Heaven Gedolah says, is the Chelek Yosef. And the Gemara brings support for that. We don't see the Beis Eilamim, the Shechina B'Chelek Yisrael Binyamin, the Sanhedrin B'Chelek Yehuda. The Gemara says, that Mitzrayim is a divine, the Beis Hamikdash as well. The Gemara goes on to explain, the Gemara just mentioned, most people are familiar with this Gemara, the Gemara Mesechet Megillah. The Gemara says, that was a Ritzua, in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a Ritzua, Shavayisi Yitzis, Michalka Shav Yehuda, V'nichnefes, the Chalka Shav Binyamin. V'vohayim Yizeach Boni, V'vohayim Binyamin, and Tzadik, Mitzrayim, Leho Levola. It was a strip of land, which protruded from Chilek Yehuda, this is the town of Beis Hamikdash, and it entered the Chilek of Binyamin, and there the Mizbeach was situated, the Mizbeach was built there. And Binyamin HaTzadik was Mitzvah of a whole Yom Levayla. He was tremendously aggrieved on the fact that a Chilek of Beis Hamikdash wouldn't belong to him. And his distress, by virtue of his distress, was the Gemara, he was Zeicha, the Binyamin HaTzadik was Mitzvah of a Levayla. Gemara says in Bachman Gimel, because he was so distressed over it, the Gemara said he was zeichel yishpizichna shal shchina. Binyamin HaTzadik was therefore zeichel to come yishpizichna shal shchina. The Gemara says, you see, that even the Beis Shilami, even the Beis Hamikdash, wasn't entirely in Chilek Binyamin. There's still a Ritzua Yetzis Mishavit Yehuda, which went inside the Beis Hamikdash, and there, Chilek Mizbeach was built there. The Gemara in fact says in Bachman Gimel and Zachim, that the Mizbeach, certain sides in his Mizbeach were lacking the Yisayid. As you all know, it's a base, it's protruded an Amor from his Mizbeach. And the Yisayid was only in the Chilek, which belonged to Chilek Yehuda. It's Chilek Binyamin. Where the Mizbeach was situated in the Chilek of that Ritzua, which is Yetzis from Shevet Yehuda, and the Mizbeach was, and the Mizbeach was there, there was no Yisayid. There was no Amor Yisayid there. So there was a split up on the land. Most of it belonged to Chilek Binyamin, but a small Ritzua Yetzis from Shevet Yehuda. And the Mordechai says the same thing. If we see that as what happened in Mishkan, the Beis Shilamin, that even though the majority belong to Shevet Binyamin, nonetheless it's still a Ritzua from Shevet Yehuda, we can say the same thing regarding the Mishkan of Shiloh. That even though Kol Chafita is always in Shevet Binyamin, we can reconcile the fact that Pesukim saying to Tehillim that Vayimat Bo'el Yosef, that Mishkan Shiloh belongs to Yosef, because Yosef also had a small Ritzua of land away out from his Chilek and entered the Chilek of Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi, so we've got a Gemara for Rashi here, which is quite apparent, that there's no chiluk between Mishkan Shiloh and Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says all the Chafitah is always in Shevet Binyamin, the exception is that a small strip of land was Yosef, either Beis Yilamin from Shevet Yehuda, or Mishkan Shiloh from Shevet Yosef. But the basic theory of the Gemara saying is that the Mishkan was built in Chayit bin Yamin, and I've shut the post in this Abracha, Chayit of Allah Kalayim of Inksif of Shachim. I might have discussed today a kasha, a very basic kasha, which bothered me sometime. And that's from a Rashi in Parshas Vayigash. Rashi is well known by everyone. In the meeting between Yosef and his brothers, it says that Yosef, he met his brothers, he wept al Tavri Binyamin. Binyamin Bocha al Tavri. And Binyamin in return wept on the shoulders of Yosef. Rashi says, what is all this Bechias? What are these crying about? It wasn't a mere outpouring of emotion. Rashi says that they had more important things to cry about. Rashi says that the Bechir, which Yosef, was on the two bottom Mikdoshes, which are Asidus, these Benuyas, the Chilik Shal Binyamin. Am I going to be destroyed? That's a very good reason to cry. But Binyamin Bochal Savarov, Binyamin wept on the neck of Yosef. It's Rashi, Al Mishkan Shiloh Shostil Yosef the Chelkin Shal Yosef the Sleepy Lechoy. In other words, Yosef was crying the shoulders of Binyamin because the two bottom doshes would be built in Shiloh and the Chelkin Binyamin would be destroyed. And Binyamin was being Boichal Kavri Yosef because of Mishkan Shiloh. And this bothered me greatly. According to the Gemara, was Pshat in the Postman, was Nisha Baracha. Chayfet Olav Kalayin, Shekol Chafit is the Raya Lebe Chelkin Binyamin. The situation in Mishkan Shiloh and the situation in the Beis Hamikdash, Beis Shilamin, were identical. Both belong to Binyamin. See, for except for a sewer of land, which is Yitzis Mishivit Shal Yehuda in Beit Yilavim, or Shivit Yitzis in Mishkan Shilui. So, how can the Pesach divide up? How can Rashi see Pshat and the Pesach in Pashas Vayigash? That Binyamin was, that there's a Bechia, that Yosef, that Binyamin cried on Yosef because of Mishkan Shilei. Why do we attribute Mishkan Shilei to Yosef more than we attribute B.C. Lomin, let's say, to Shevet Yehuda, who also had a Ritzua? Yosef only had a small section of land in Mishkan Shilei. More than that, he didn't have. The Ika Mishkan Shilei, says the Gemara, give him a Koyan Shalsa Shkira, but the Kulam Yishalsa Ela Bechelet Binyamin belonged to Binyamin. So Binyamin had everything. Binyamin had Bishri Lamin, and Binyamin also had Shiloh. All the Bechiyas ought to have been on Binyamin's shoulders. They ought to have been the Bechiyah three times on Yisrael's shoulders, the two bottom Yidashim, and Mishkan Shiloh. How can Rashi say that it was a Bechiyah of Sabri Yosef for his leading his portion of Mishkan Shiloh? Now those who suggested that possibly, just to mention quickly, those who suggested that possibly Rashi means Chilit belongs to Shevet Yosef. That's also worthy of the crying about. Each little piece of land is also worth the crying about. Therefore, even though he only had a Ritzua, see, that's also our Shevet Yosef. However, I personally feel that there's very little justice to the Kasha. If that would be the case, why do you not find that Yosef also wept? Why does Rashi say he only wept for the two bottom Yidashes? He ought to have wept also for Mishkan Shilah, also on the Yamin. Seeing the majority belongs to the Yamin. And we don't find that the Yamin wept Al Sabri Yehuda, because of Ritzua that belonged to him in the Beis Yilamin. Shmi Monashach, why do we attribute Mishkan Shilei to Yosef suddenly when the Gemara says that all the Chafifas, all the Shechina, every time there was a Shechina, was Shreya, always the Chilei bin Yamin? To turn to the Gemara, which we mentioned before, the Gemara says that Binyamin HaTzadik was Mitzvah, that a Chilei of Beis Yilamin didn't belong to him. When Mitzvah loved the Chol Yom Levayla, the Gemara says, because of that, and it says, Chayfah Olav Kolayim, Yichach says the Gemara Mitzvah is Zochim Bachman Dalid, Zochah Ben Yom Anak Tzadik, V'Nal Seh Ush Pizkun Lakovish Borku. He became, so to speak, the guest of the Shechina, the host of the Shechina, he could invite the Shechina to his Rishus, Shnema Avin Kisif HaShochim, because the Shechah, the reward Ben Yom Anak Tzadik got, for being in Shnai on this, or to Tzua, was, the Gemara is from Moash. And I'm sorry to ask the Kasha. We have a chicken egg situation here. What came first? We know the Yom HaTzadik had reason to be upset. He knew the Beis Mitzvah was going to be built his chilek, and a small Ritzur belonged to Yehuda. And he was highly distressed because that small Ritzur belonged to Yehuda. So the Gemara, what reward did he get? The Tzikach Zochah Binyam Nasir was Pizkun Shlakush Baruch Hu. He became the owner of the Beis Hamikdash. He got titled. He's become the host of the Shechina that he knew already after Marshal. That was the very reason why he was Mitzvah, because he knew that he'd be the Pizkun Shlakushchina. He knew that he'd be hosting the Shechina here today. And after he came, he was upset and distressed because a small chelik of it belonged to chelik to Shevet Yehuda. Therefore, after Marshal, what sort of schar is that? Binyamin HaTzadik knew that already. Before you even start, Binyamin HaTzadik knew that. What sort of schar is it to say that because he was upset, he lost a small chelik of land to Yehuda, he became a spitzman shel Shechina? That was the case already beforehand. On the Chosha Yidden here in the start, showed me just in the last couple of days, that the Gaon asked the same kshayla. The Gaon's brought down in the new Chomoshim, Pashas Beit HaBracha. And the Gaon says, after the same kasha as the Marshal, the Gaon says that the Gemara says the Tzichot Zoch of an Asher Shpitzman like the Shporchu. The Gaon also after the Loshen or Shpitzman like the Shporchu. The Gaon wasn't Shad. It doesn't mean that he became the host of the Shechina in the base of Amigdash. He became the host of the Shechina in Neiv Begivin. The Gaon mentioned Shad, which is a transient Mishkan. Neiv Begivin was the Mishkan. It wasn't permanent, it was only 75 years. That's not what was Pizkun HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a massive array. And then it became the host. That was his son. He was Zeichet to have the Mishkan built in his Chelek in his man Neiv Begivin. That's the Gaon's Peshat in the Gemara. We can possibly suggest an alternative to the Halachim. We'd like just to bring out an Akudah, the Chelek between Mishkan Shiloh and the Beit HaMikdash. just to digress momentarily, there's a very, as everyone knows, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer, cited sefer Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Avos Chesed, where Chofetz Chaim promotes the Indian of Asiyat Chesed, Avos Chesed. Idea, the concept of halvois, Chofetz Chaim revolutionized these concepts in Klal Yisrael. The idea of lending halvois to people, somebody whose business was faltering, how to help him. That was the sefer Avos Chesed. That's the major theme of the sefer Avos Chesed. And the Chofetz Chaim obviously went to the Tziv and Achdos Yehuda Berlin to ask him for a scum of his sefer. And the Tziv Kedaka by Chodesh writes by Arichus, he often suggests very novel psotim and psukim. And the Tziv wrote a whole long Hakdama. And the very interesting shtick on the Tziv, right at the end of the Hakdama, the Haskama, the declaration to the sefer Avos Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim. He writes as follows. He starts to digress into Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash. And he says as follows, the Chiddush he writes. He says, he brings the Pesukim to Tehillim, Kapitel Ayaches, which he mentioned before, by Yitlish Mishkan Shiloh, Oyel Shiloh, Shikin the Ogam. So the prophet who left Mishkan Shiloh, the Oyel Shiloh, Shikin the Ogam, he rested the Ogam. And the Tzur asks, what's the loss of Shikin the Ogam? Does it mean that he rested it the Ogam? Mishkan Shiloh. And then the prophet continues in Tehillim, Vayivcha Shivet Yehuda et ha tzina she'ohi. Instead of Mishkan Shiloh, it's what we chose the Beis HaMikdash. Vayivcha Shivet Yehuda et ha tzina she'ohi. Again, after the Tziv, what's Loshen she'ohi, as if what we love seeing after his boicher? Surely he loved it before his boicher. So then the Tziv says as follows. He says that there's a fundamental difference between Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash. Mishkan Shiloh, he says, was built in Chelek from Yosef, or Shevet Yosef. He says instead of Beit Chedesh, Yosef didn't have a lot of Torah. Shevet Yosef wasn't known for its Torah. Shvei Yosef is Harbet Torah. Ella b'schus Gemilas Chasadim. The main virtue of Shevet Yosef was Gemilas Chasadim. As he says, as we explained in our commentary in the Torah, Pasha Tzaveh, Sefer Shmos. And because of this Maila of Gemilas Chasadim, that's what Shvachu was masking his dinner in Shevet Yosef. Did that chat in the Divri HaTehillim, Divri Dovid HaMelech, the Messiah, Oyel Shikin Bo'odom? Because he was an Odom, he was a Mensch, he was a Baal Chesed. That's what Shvachu was Shikin in Shechina in Shile. Because the Mitzvah is called Machashu Odom, not because the Koyach HaTehira is Yisrael Miuchadim Bo'. But Shevet Yehuda, says the Tziv, Bo'ach HaShevet Yehuda, why? Because they were Baal HaTehira. And he says, he brings the Dovid HaMelech, Kedea Yeshivan HaTehira, that's what we say. That we say, Oyev Hashem Shari Tzion Am Tzionim Shorim Am Tzionim B'Halacha. That Kim Tzion Tzit Tzaya. Shevet Yehuda and Tzion have Shaychus to Tzaya. And the chus of this Mikdash being the Mokim Tzion was because of the Tzaya Shayusham. So I always find it very interesting. You can really speculate what exactly the Tziv meant, but it seems to be a subtle hint here. Divi and the Tziv. Why did he choose to write these words after the Makdoma? The sefer Avos Chesed, a sefer which deals extensively with the mitzvah of Chesed. And Tziv comes along and he says that Yosef had Mishkan Shiloh, the Ketzus has Gnus Chasodim, and that's why he says in the sefer it couldn't be a permanent existence. By Yitay Shashem, by Yimat, and eventually Akush Bochum rejected Mishkan Shiloh. He left Mishkan Shiloh, and he transferred the Shechina on a permanent basis to the Beis Elamim. Very interesting to note, and the sefer seems to be delivering here a subtle hint. However much the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer Avos Chesed, it still seems to let one not forget the inner of being Kriyei Itim La Torah. Let one not forget that the priority is Torah, and that's on a permanent basis, isn't it? It's interesting that Siv chose to mention these words, but as a scholar to sefer Chofetz Chaim of Avos Chesed. That's in the Siv's view, the difference between Mishkan Shiloh and the Mishkan of Lech Terush, between the Mishkan of Shiloh and the Beis Elamim. And Halacha is also a big difference. What is Mishkan Shiloh? There are, as you know, Klal Yisrael started off in the Mishkan, which was tents, and it was crossing, it was boards, the wood, and at the wall, and the upper layer was your ears. And eventually we know the Beis HaMikdash was a Binyan Shel Avonim. It was a stone, it was masonry. It was a stone building made of stone. What was the situation in the Mishkan in Gilgal when Klal Yisrael moved into Gilgal? Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan was in Gilgal. It was the same Mishkan they had in the Midgar. What was the situation in Shiloh? The Gemara says that was chetzi shara. It was half. It was chetzi opinion and chetzi the mishnah. There's no machlekes between the Rambam and Yerushalmi. According to the Rambam's opinion, the sides were the binyan shara on him. Just the roof was the same area as they had in the mishnah. According to the Yerushalmi, in Sechas Megillah, the first 10 tefachim was binyan avonim, and then they had the entire framework of the Mishkan built on top of that. And even the tefanos of the Mishkan, the krosh and the Mishkan were built on top of 10 tefachim of stone, and then they have, of course, on top of that, the layers of the areas of the Mishkan. That was the Mishkan of Shiloh. Beis Elamim was the firm structure, was the binyan shel avonim. But both have the same feature, that both was man of Issa Bomis. Krovas Korbonas, in both time periods, and the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and the Mishkan was in Beis Elamim, Korbonas could only be offered up in these locations. No other place next to Shol and the rest of the world could offer up a Korban. Both was man, Zmani Issa Bomis. However, there was a distinction. The Meshech Chochma, Parshas Re'i, brings Hitchli Echa Milim Dilemit. A learned man asked him the following Shaila. The Pasuk says in Shaftim, the Pasuk in Parshas Shaftim called Tehbis and the Sefer Shaftim, but it says that the Yisrael is Vochim Beboichim. In a place called Boichim, Tanis will offer up Korbanot. And this person asked him, he said that the Meshech Chochma goes on to prove it at length that this time period, that this juncture of time, they offer up Korbanot and Boichim was just after the Meshech Yeshua, just after Yeshua died. It was this man Shiloh. Yeshua died. Straight after Yeshua died, Zman Gilgal, they moved the Mishkan to Shiloh. And the time they offered up Korbanot in Boichim was in Zman Shiloh. But the Kashna Meshech Chochma deals with is how can they offer up Korbanot in Shiloh to Zman Issur Bomis? That was the Kashna he was asked. The Meshech Chochma said to Yisrael, he basically backs it with Yerushalmi also, Mesechus Megillah, that the whole Issur to offer up Korbanot outside Shiloh is only when the Oren was inside Shiloh. If the Oren wasn't in Shiloh, there was no Issa of Hakrovas Korbanos outside Shiloh. The whole Issa of Hakrovas Korbanos is only when the Oren is situated in the Mishkan of Shiloh. If it would need, even for a moment, says the Meshech Chochma, then it would not mind the virtue of Shiloh, and he could offer up Korbanos even chutz to Shiloh. Therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, he goes on to prove that that particular point in history, the Oren wasn't in Shiloh, and therefore explains Meshech Chochma, that's why it's possible for them to have offered up Korbanos in his place called Boichim. That's the Shtikul Meshech Chochma in Parshas Re'i. He bases it on Yerushalmi. Hagam, that the Dibrei of Meshech Chochma are not conclusive. There are other Terutzim, I could say why they offer up Korbanos. They might ask why Manoach could offer up Korbanos. When the Malach revealed himself to Manoach, how could Manoach offer up Korbanos? They wanted to see Rosh Hashanah HaYisrael. I could also say that Hayra Shah Yisav is man Boichim. But the Meshech Chochma's approach is to say that the reason why they could offer up Korbanos, even though the Mishkan was in Shiloh and it was man of Issa Bomis, was because the Aron wasn't in Shiloh. And then when the Aron was not in Shiloh, says Meshech Chochma, we lost the whole the Maida of Shiloh is lost. However, Beis HaMikdash, as everyone knows, is not dependent having the Aron of the Beis HaMikdash. Haharaya, and his man by Sheni, the Oren wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Oren. There's five things which are lacking in by Sheni, which were there in by tradition. One of them being the Oren, and nonetheless, offering up Korbanot strictly prohibited, even his man by Sheni, in the Beis HaMikdash. You see that the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash doesn't depend on the Oren, but the kedusha of Shiloh does depend on the Oren. What's the beer in the chiluk? The beer is, we can differentiate between two types of kedushas. It was, as we mentioned before, Shiloh was in essence the Mishkan just transplanted into the Mokum of Shiloh. Even if it had a small bayis of, even if it was a small wall of Avon in there, nonetheless, Urias would definitely belong to the Mishkan. It was a Mishkan, whereas this HaMikdash was a Mikdash. The underlying chiluk between a Mishkan and a Mishkan, the Mishkan and the Mikdash is as follows. The Mishkan, Kedusha, doesn't become by virtue of its location. The Mishkan was transporting the Mokum le Mokum. There's no Kedusha's Mokum. The whole kedusha of the Mishkan was because it was anointed as Mashiach, the actual walls of the Mishkan, the actual structure of the Mishkan had its kedusha. Now, the kedusha of Issa HaMikdash is because there's a bechira, also chose the mokum, the actual specific location of Issa HaMikdash. And that's the kedusha of Issa HaMikdash. And as we see, we see the following phenomenon, that the Oren the Aron being inside the Mishkan Mikdash is only negia, only makes a difference in the Kedusha if it's the Mishkan. If the Kedusha is the Mishkan, the actual structure, then we need to have an Aron inside it for the Hashra of Hashkina to be there. But if it's spoken to that specific location, the Kedusha is mocking as they were, so then it makes a difference if the Aron is there or not. That seems to be the underlying chiluk between Mishkan Shiloh and Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, I might say the following chiddush: that even though the one says in Mishnah Zvachim that there was a chfifa, there was a hashras hashchina between the klimas, and each shabbat chayfif in shivat binyamin, one could say that when one divides up the Beis Hamikdash, when there's a strip of land coming out from a different shivat, but the majority belongs to chiluk binyamin. Because there's always, when you're discussing the location for the mokim, the Kedusha mokim, since the majority of the mokim belongs to Binyamin, to attribute the mikdash to Binyamin. That's why we say the mikdash belongs to Binyamin. That's why Geisli whipped on Binyamin's neck. But when we look at Mishkan, with regards to Mishkan Shile, where the Kedusha is not because of the mokim, it's the actual structure, then we say that the Hashras of Shechinus became because of the Mishkan, and it became, it's Chus Yosef, and the Tzir says this, like, you know, Hasodin should be Yosef, as the Pesukim always call it, Vayimach Ba'oil Yosef. Referred to as Oil Yosef. The Oil Shabbai is referred to as Oil Yosef. And that's why there's a difference between Mishkan, between Shiloh and Beis Hamikdash. Even though in territorial concepts, both were built, majority were built in Shevet Binyamin, but nonetheless, Mishkan Shiloh, we're not interested in the Mokim Shabbai. We're interested in actual Oil Shabbai, in the Mishkan Shabbai. And since the Mishkan is referred to as Oil Yosef, it's attributed to Shevet Yosef and not to Shevet Binyamin. That's the fact in the Beis Hamikdash, which we attribute to Binyamin, and Shiloh, which we attribute to Shevet Yosef. And we could even sum up by saying, and that's the Shat in the Gemara in Zvachim. And the Gemara says, because Yosef had Tzadik, because Binyamin had Tzadik, was so upset that he was losing a strip of land, Zochav and Azat was killed from the Shakam Yisbarachu. And the Gemara and the Masha both ask, that the Chayot, this is all granted beforehand. It's all post facto. We know that Binyamin already knew that he was going to become a business like a sparkle. Just he was upset about a small chenik wouldn't belong to him. So what sort of how did it become nasty? It's often nasty, it's business like a sparkle. We could see that Benson, Binyamin Sadik, knew that he had the karka, he had the mokum. Reva Mishkan, he said the Kedushas mokum, or the mikdash, he said the Kedushas mokum belonged to him. But even though they say mikdash, this is the chiddush possibly, even though they say mikdash, there's a concept of a mishkan. Of Hashras of Shchinah becomes Machas, the actual oil Shabbai. And that, the Yisrael, that Binyamin Sadik was upset and he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have both virtues. His Shcha was that even though he already had most of the Mokim, which is Mokim, which is the predominant factor in the Beis Hamikdash, but nonetheless, he was Zeicha also to the added Shcha of becoming Nasa Ushtifun HaKadosh Baruch Hu.